Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. Before we get started, we're going to handle some business. Business, as always, help us out a little bit. Like and share the Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Twitter handle is...
That Comes Natural Pod.
After you do that, go to iTunes, rate the podcast, review the podcast, and subscribe to the podcast. Let's get started.
Comes Naturally, we are...
Joe.
Mike.
My elbow popped, I'm Cody. Welcome to this week's episode.
What? What was that?
My elbow popped, I'm Cody.
Oh, okay.
What'd you think
I thought
said?
You had like a mini stroke. All I heard was, I'm the pop Cody.
No, I was like... And then I went like this. And when I... straight in my arm up, popped, and you could hear, like, I could hear it in the headphones. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you I can hear it from over here, yeah.
See? There you go. Way to pay attention,
dang.
Mike.
Dang. God dang.
Ice cream truck.
You know,
ice cream truck.
Half falling asleep,
everyone,
too.
Pause it. We're going to go get some ice cream.
I'm going to fuck me up a Ninja Turtle ice cream with shitty eyeball gumball thingies.
Yep.
And I hopefully get one where it's, like, super
down
here.
Not so ninja, yeah. You know?
It's like, if he's ninja, those are some pretty bad foot soldiers, because that kid cannot see straight. Hello, I'm Michelangelo.
Oh, banana.
That got Cody. That's the most I've seen Cody get got in a while.
Oh, God. Oh, it's my favorite thing Joe's done today. Oh, my God.
You're welcome. I'm out. I'm going to end on a high note. Peace out.
You might as well
we're
going to
mix things
now.
Up today. Joe, science moment, go.
I really don't have one.
Fuck you! I didn't ask you earlier either, so that's kind of your fault.
It's Christmas's fault. And
it's kind of your fault?
The fact that I've been spending so much time with my family and whatnot.
Fuck your family. Don't fuck your family.
No,
we've gone over this before. That's
weird.
Bad. Unless they're step or adopted.
Right. I do have the little final thing that I've been doing for the past couple things with the constellations. I'm very tired right now. So this
we know.
Fucking Red Bull is just not... I'm like immune to them now.
I don't need Coke, so
right.
Ugh. Coca-Cola or the you know.
We'll go with cola.
We'll go with both.
Whoa.
Old school cola.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Coca-cocaine.
Hey, you have a Coca-Cola. Hold the cola.
Yeah. You just want Coke? Yeah.
What do you?
Yeah.
What
so
do you
no.
It's sciencey, right? Go.
Sciencey. Yeah. So Friday, December 30th, we'll see Saturn pass. Although Saturn has passed on the opposite side of the
planet.
God.
Jesus Christ, no. Dude! Slap yourself.
That's how I feel about science too.
Okay.
Wow. I can't believe you actually did it, Joe.
I know, right?
I think you just clapped.
Passed on the
shut
opposite side of the
delusion.
Sun. From Earth less than 3 weeks ago, on December 10th, it already appears in the low southeast during the morning twilight. On Saturday, December 31st, Mars continues to put on a nice show these December evenings. It appears about 30 degrees above the southwestern horizon once twilight fades to darkness, and it doesn't set until around 9 p.m. local time. Sunday, January 1st, we'll see a lovely four-day-old moon that stands... 25 degrees above the southwestern horizon an hour after sunset. And Monday, January 2nd, the waxing crescent moon stands between Mars and Venus in this early evening sky. Moving on to January 3rd. I'm trying to remember what day the week ends for that day. That's contract.
January 3rd?
No,
was that?
Okay, no.
Is that a Wednesday?
No, for that week. It'll end
Tuesday?
On the 5th. So for the January 3rd, the quadranted meteor shower reaches its peak this morning.
That sounds made up.
Well, somebody did make it up at one point.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. And with the waxing crescent moon setting before 10 p.m. local time, observers with clear weather will have ideal conditions. January 4th, Earth reaches perihelion, the closest point to the sun during its year-long orbit at 9 a.m. And finally, for next week, January 5th, the first quarter moon arrives at 2:47 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's it. That's all I got for the science stuff. More stuff will be next week, you know, because...
when he's awake.
No, it's not when I'm awake. I'm still going to be tired like every Wednesday because by this time we've been sitting down for like hours on end.
Yes,
I just get tired.
Michael.
Yes.
Wrestling, go.
All right, because this is technically going to be the last podcast we put out in the year 2016, I'm just going to go over some highlights of the year in wrestling, some of my favorite moments and breakout people this year. So, this gentleman doesn't really break out, but I talked about Kevin Owens before. Kevin Owens is the world champ on Raw now, which is a big deal to be that champion on the flagship show. So very, very happy and excited that a dude that spent, you know, 15 years on the indies finally make it through to basically the big league show and be able to showcase his talent for a wider audience. So excited about Kevin Owens bursting onto the scene, you know, leaving his mark and doing a hell of a job right now with the belt. Couple other big things that happened. One, AJ Styles, who is the SmackDown champion, which is actually the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He debuted last year at the Royal Rumble, so just under a year ago, he debuted, made a big impact, had a fantastic match with Chris Jericho at last year's WrestleMania, and just kind of like worked his way up the card and has just been killing it as the champion now, which everyone who knew who AJ Styles was, AJ Styles was basically a lifetime TNA guy, that other show that tries to compete but just doesn't really have the money or the resources to do so. Mm-hmm. One of the TNA's biggest mistakes is ever letting AJ Styles walk out the door, because he walked out the door of TNA. WWE didn't want him because he was basically, like, the way I described it, it smelt like TNA, and WWE didn't really like that, you know, because they didn't really care about TNA. They thought they were super inferior. Mm-hmm. So he went over to Japan and just murdered it for, like, a year. Just huge shows, right into the main event. Got all of Japan hating him but loving his matches. Mm-hmm. Debuted, like I said, a little less than a year ago. Has just been murdering it, and now he's the champ on SmackDown. So that all happened this year. A couple other things, too. The one that I was real bummed about, NXT has which basically started off as like WWE's minor league system, but got so good and people started liking it so much, it's almost turned into its own brand. And so you have to remember that their goal is still to get to the main roster. Uh-huh. Well, there's a guy that was basically the face of NXT for like a year or so. His name was Finn Balor, an Irish gentleman. He got called up to the main roster, which was, I think, long overdue, but he was doing great things in NXT. And when Raw and SmackDown did that split, Raw introduced the new title, the WWE Universal title, the one that Kevin Owens holds on to now. Well, they had a tournament, or like kind of like a little mini tournament on Raw one night to see who was going to fight for the title. So it was going to be two Fatal 4-Way matches. So, and the winner of each of those matches were going to face each other for the title. So Finn Balor won his, which was a huge surprise because it was his first match on Raw. Mm-hmm. They won it. We were like, holy shit, that's amazing. Seth Rollins, coming fresh off of an injury, who never actually lost his title. He had to forfeit it because of the injury. Mm-hmm. He's coming back. He wins the other one. So they face each other in a fantastic match. I can't remember which pay-per-view it was, but it was an amazing match. Finn Balor gets the W, which is really cool. You see this guy fresh from NXT. He put in so much hard work in NXT for, you know, a couple years, but a year on TV plus, and brought NXT to such a high level, and get rewarded instantly with a brand new title. The first person to ever hold that title, which was a huge deal. The bummer side of that was we found out the next night that about 5 minutes into that 35-40 minute match, he blew out his shoulder.
Ooh.
Finished the match. That's like baller, a fucking though. Champ, dude. Yeah. But instantly knew that, like, right after the match was over, when he was talking to the trainers, he flew back, got told him, like, hey, you know, you're going to need surgery. So he had to relinquish the title, which super sucked.
Yeah.
But, you know, for him to get the, for him to know, like, the company was behind him like that, I think was great. Mm-hmm. So hopefully when he comes back, he kind of gets thrust back into that main event scene. Mm-hmm. The only good thing to come out of that is that's how Kevin Owens got his hands on that title, and he's the one who's been holding it ever since.
Wow.
So, again, just indie dudes, which if you would have said 5 years ago, hey, do you think all these Ring of Honor and independent dudes would, like, basically be running the main event scene in WWE, everyone was in, like, no, you're fucking crazy. Yeah. There's no way. They never signed those people. But they finally broke through, and I think WWE finally realized how much talent is out there, and they're letting them do their thing now. And all that happened 2016, just a few of my favorite highlights. And
so some good came out of this year.
No, only in wrestling. Everything in else wrestling, was everything hot sucked. Trash. Trying to find a positive. But yeah, that's my wrestling mementos there.
All right.
Boom. Boom. There you go. The final Mike's Wrestling Minute of 2016.
Ever.
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 I mean, that's the last means, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So, real quick, random question on the fly. Cody first. Favorite movie released in 2016? Go.
I'm sorry. Cody's brain just, like, exploded. Favorite movie of 2016?
Dick.
Yeah.
Is that
You're
a movie?
You're a dick.
Oh,
me?
Okay. You are.
I thought
Dick was the movie you were saying.
I thought Dick was your favorite movie.
Yeah.
No, that's my favorite thing.
And donuts.
Hey, ma'am. Suck your dick for two donuts.
Hey, man, you got two donuts? Want your dick suck? Jesus, can I pass right now?
No, you can't.
Go fuck yourself. You want more time to think. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Assholes.
I can't remember what movies came out this year.
I mean, we had Deadpool. We had Civil War. We had Rogue One. We had Fantastic Beasts. I mean, there's so many good movies this year.
Out of that list would probably be Deadpool.
I loved Rogue One a
lot. Rogue One was really good.
But the thing is, Deadpool,
I can see myself showed me some promise over and over again, though.
Of what to come from the future, where Rogue One's just another good movie in a long line of good movies.
Yes.
How'd you feel about Suicide Squad?
It was good.
It's
not my favorite.
It's one of my favorites of the year, but it's not my favorite.
Ghostbusters?
It was really good. Not my favorite.
Nice Guys?
Oh, really fuck, good, that was this year too.
But not my favorite.
Civil War?
I said Civil War.
He did.
It's a lot of them, guys.
Fuck and you.
Zootopia was this year too.
Fuck you, it was.
See, God, I can't remember half these movies. I've seen them all. Can't remember them.
Fucking ball sack.
I'm still sticking
10 with Cloverfield Lane was this year, too?
Was.
That's up there.
Wow.
I'm going to go with, I will say this right now, I will go with, I have no fucking clue.
Just say Rogue One. Everyone knows you're going to.
It's probably Rogue
One. I'm going to go with Deadpool. Even after all those movies that you named, they're fantastic movies, but I feel like Deadpool is one that I could watch over and over again. And it is really, just really, really, really fun good. And funny and stupid.
And the outtakes are extremely hilarious.
The outtakes are fucking hilarious.
Just my favorite part of the outtakes of that movie, not to sidetrack from this because I kind of already gave an answer, but the rapid fire like alternate takes they did for different things, like the different names he calls Colossus.
Yeah.
And like the different random lines. And like I would hate to be the guy, like the editor. Either the director or the editor had to make the decision of which line to put in. Like, I'm sure the director gave him which ones. But like, I would hate to be the guy making that decision because all those lines were so funny. It's like, how do you pick the funniest of those ones? You know what I mean?
Especially the interaction.
I thought Joe would pick Arrival.
It was a good movie, again, but it's not. Movie. It's not my favorite of the year, though. I know that right away.
Yeah.
No, I just said I thought Joe would.
No, it's a really good movie.
He's a fucking space nerd.
It just seemed like his movie. Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, it is very much so my type of movie, but it doesn't have that rewatchability, that constant rewatchability that I would have that feeling for. How about yours? What's yours? Since you posed this question,
he ain't gonna answer.
No, he ain't.
He likes to pull his shit.
All the time.
Loot him, loot him.
All day, every day.
I got two.
Coded us.
But I will, I will go ahead and say Deadpool.
Because it was a good all-around movie, and it's, like I said, it's just something that you can watch over.
Do you want to do your top three, Cody? Will that make you feel better?
No. Remember when we asked him, what, was it top five?
Yeah, and he wanted to make it a 15?
Yeah. Which were all 15-way tie for number one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now it's a 17-way. God. I'm pretty sure two movies that came out between then and now.
All right, all right.
All right. I'll pose this question to you fucks.
All right, let's do it.
Most surprised by movie of the year. What were you most pleasantly surprised by movie of the year? I'm going to say Ghostbusters.
See, if you look back, I was skeptical of Ghostbusters, but I still was optimistic.
I was not.
I was very optimistic because the people in it were funny. And I was hoping that that would hold true. And it did. So I can't say that was the most surprising. I will say either... honestly, probably Hacksaw Ridge.
Which I have not seen, so I can't lament about.
So good. It's way better than I thought it was going to be. It's not the best movie of the year, but I kind of didn't want to see it.
I didn't ask for favorite movie of the year.
I know. I'm just saying. I didn't want to see it. Like, I'll watch it. You know what I mean? But then I left thoroughly entertained. And then Suicide Squad also surprised me. I was worried about Suicide Squad.
I would say...
I loved Suicide Squad, though.
Ghostbusters. Now, I think about it, actually, The Accountant, I was very surprised about, too. Because the movie I thought it was.
I was surprised how good it was. But I also didn't have very many expectations at all going in. Like, I wasn't sure what it was. God damn it, it's good, though. It's his John Wick.
It is a very good movie. That would hopefully spawn at least a small franchise. You know, a couple movies like John Wick.
I'll allow it.
There could be two of them now, too, because the Punisher's in there.
Yeah.
Damn, son. What's your most disappointed movie this year?
I haven't seen Passengers or Assassin's Creed yet, but when I've heard from people I trust, it's one of those
two
movies.
You can't trust people.
Oh, I mean, people I can trust. Like,
you can't trust
that
people
I usually think, you know, they're pretty close. But I still want to see them because I like movies and I make them my own goddamn mind.
The only review that I've seen for Assassin's Creed said that it was a bad movie, but a great movie from a video game. So
that's what people said about Warcraft that enjoyed it. They're like, it's not a great movie. I think it's a fun movie. I think it's exactly what I wanted out of the Warcraft movie.
Right, which is what I'm hoping for Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Is that it's just what I want.
I think what a lot of people, the people who like are hardcore Assassin's Creed fans, because there are them out there.
I've played every game with the exception of the past two.
Did you play 4? Where you played the Indian guy?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't play that one.
I own it, yeah.
I did not play that one. I've played all of them except for that one. And the only reason why is I played the demo, and I didn't like the fact that like forced the trees to have walkways and stuff in them. I was like,
It's much better in the game. Like it seems forced. I would say from probably certain areas, but otherwise, it's not that forced. You're mostly running like in the crooks of trees and sitting on branches and stuff. So it's not that forced. For the total game, the only thing I don't like about those types of games is that there are other aspects that they force upon you. In the first game, everybody knows about the whole, you know, you have to do like 3 things before you can move the story along, and it was always the same 3 things: pick somebody's pocket, follow somebody, or assassinate somebody. But they got better over time. I'm trying to think of my most surprising thing for this year. I will say that I'm surprised how much I'm playing The Division. And that's just because I'm usually the type of person that loves playing the story, and then it pretty much just peters out after that. And that's because multiplayer has become this... Everybody else just seems to be insanely good at it, and there's no joy to be made out of it. So I don't play them anymore. And plus, like I said, there's no story in the multiplayer, so there's no reason for me to play it. There's nothing that I get out of it. No enjoyment, really.
There's not a sense of progression, getting better, progressing through it. Yeah.
Exactly. So when I played through The Division, yeah, the story was all right. It wasn't a great story.
It's also not finished.
Right, but every little patch that they come out with still hasn't even moved the story along. And I shouldn't say patch. I should say content, DLC content that they've come out with.
Oh, those definitely don't stretch the...
It doesn't stretch the story along.
I haven't played Survival, but like even Underground, they tried because they put in like the audio recordings and stuff in the pictures.
But that's not interesting to me.
It didn't further the story. Just like, oh, these people had this going on during... Like, it's like the phone calls you find in the...
By the end of the day, that aspect of it was more about just collecting XP rather than actually learning the story. And you say the survivor mode, it doesn't go literally really shit into the story. It's just...
Yeah, so I figured.
Yeah, it's literally just, oh, a blizzard hit and a vaccine was lost in the dark zone or something like that. And you're part of a four-man team that goes in to try and get it. But shocker, your helicopter gets hit by a rogue billboard and goes down
rogue
just
one
out.
Billboard?
No.
That's future shit. They didn't even know that movie existed then.
Right.
Actually, they did, because that was made later, but yeah.
Yeah. And then your helicopter goes down, and you have to survive a blizzard and make your way to the wherever the vaccine went down, and then extract outside of inside the dark zone. But the gameplay itself is just... It's a couple of new mechanics, but it's just The Division. You're just running around... either just shooting enemies or in PvE, shooting everyone.
PvP.
Sorry, PvP. Just shooting everybody, you know. But I think I lucked out with you guys is that you guys enjoy it enough to want to play it consistently. And so that's what makes it fun.
So some of us, unless it's midnight. Pussies. That's the montage.
Oh, okay.
It's midnight here. No, bitch, it's not. He's like, here it is. Fuck you.
I was going to say, because we played until 1 a.m. last night, and yeah, that was shocking to me.
Awesome. So glad you guys have put some up.
But yeah, playing it alone, it feels not extremely fun, because a lot of times you'll just sit there and just be like, well, this isn't, you know, that much fun. And
I think the reason it's more fun with multiple people, because when you play multiple people, they up the amount of enemies.
No, because
to me, that's what
you could
like.
Throw a lot of enemies at me in single player, and it just, I don't know, it's just not fun. But with everybody else, you know, running around and shouting things at each other, either helpful or not helpful in any way, it just ends up being fun.
Tanks for playing.
Yeah, exactly. Tanks for playing.
Because you shoot the cleaner's tank. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. Or that dude's on fire.
Must have got three shots in a row.
Mm-hmm. That dude's on fire.
My hair is ablaze.
So that's a surprising thing for me for Bill this
Walton.
Past year.
I know sports stuff. As long as it's from movies.
Right.
You know one sports thing. Good job.
I've seen Hoosiers like 11 times. Boom. I own that shit. On DVD, Blu-ray, and iTunes.
Prove it.
Good fucking I mean, iTunes is pretty easy to do.
I know.
And here, though, you want a cop? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. Can't prove it. Yourself.
So, a question, though.
Yes.
What was your most surprised movie of the year? Since that was my question.
I don't have one.
You bitch.
I suppose you could say Deadpool. It was a movie that you
cop out answer.
Nah, it's not a cop-out
answer.
It's
a cop-out answer.
How's that a fucking cop-out answer?
Because it's one you use
my
for
answer.
Favorite.
Fine, fuck it, whatever. Fuck you. Move on.
Jesus. So angry.
Well, because you called it a cop-out answer. It's my answer. But you're calling it a cop-out answer, so fuck yourself.
Jesus.
Because you can't sit there and say that you went into Deadpool expecting it to be as good as a movie as it was. You can't say that.
Before seeing trailers, I could have said that, yes. But after seeing all the trailers, I was like, well,
no,
pretty sure.
Even for me, it was like, you're still worried about, at least I was, only seeing the best parts of the movie in the trailers.
I didn't have that theory.
Yeah.
I was hoping it was as good as the trailers made me think it was going to be.
Yeah. So I was surprised when it was.
All right, well, cop-out answers aside.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm going with what he said, not what I'm saying.
No, you're agreeing with him by saying
no.
Yes.
I mean, if that's your choice, it's your choice.
It is my choice, and it's also my choice to tell you to go fuck yourself.
Well, that's messed up, and you shouldn't be so angry. Not really,
because you're the one that's saying it's a cop-out answer.
I was just saying what Mike said.
Yeah, because you're agreeing with him.
Not totally.
No.
But if that's your answer for the most surprising thing, then it's your answer. I'm just saying. That's just, to me, it just
seems... But you're calling it a cop-out answer.
I mean, he called it that first.
Yeah, but you're agreeing with him, and that's pretty shitty of you.
Not agreeing, but it didn't make you mad, so that made me happy.
Yeah, fuck yourself.
Yeah, see? Mad Joe's hilarious, Joe. I was going to say something, and then Angry Joe cut me off. Remember where it was.
What other 2016 questions we got? Let's just wrap up this year.
I mean, really nothing else. I mean, is there anything else you can think of?
Nope.
All right, that's what I thought.
All right. 2016, it's a wrap, fellas.
It's a wrap.
Let's move on.
Let's get the fuck out. Was there any news this week? No, because it's pretty shallow.
Nah, holiday.
Stupid holiday and not having shit for me to talk about.
Got the Aliens trailer.
Oh, yeah, the Red Band trailer. That's not what I was going to talk about, but that is a good topic.
It's not what I was expecting either. It looked different kind of than I was expecting. I don't know why, but wasn't really... Didn't look very Prometheus. Looked very alien.
I like the fact that it was a Red Band trailer we had to see right away.
Yeah.
That's my favorite part about it. Because, like, when they come out and it's, like, they're like, oh, we're going to give you a trailer, and you're thinking a teaser trailer. But it's like, boom, Red Band trailer with all sorts of shit going on.
Lots of blood. Whole lot of blood.
Fantastic.
Fassbender's got a body. I don't know how that happened again.
Two bodies.
He's a robot, but whatever.
Two bodies. Because he's someone else.
So he had that milk blood stuff.
Milk all blood over stuff. Is that what made you think he is another body is the milk blood stuff?
Yeah. He had milk blood stuff.
Or the fact he's not an actual human?
He looked like...
could that be it?
He looked like the teddy bear at the end of Ted.
Wait, what? So,
you remember what Ted said? He made an alien joke. I was reversing the joke. That's fine.
Gotcha, fair enough.
So, what are we most looking forward to movie-wise 2017 outside of Star Wars?
Actually, I just pulled up a list of most anticipated movies.
Zang, we are on the same page.
Yeah, and you can't even see what I'm saying. It. Yeah.
God dang.
So
can't say Star Wars. Everyone knows.
Of the ones you can think of, what are your top three most anticipated movies for next year? I'm gonna guess Guardians is on all of ours.
Yeah. Very excited about that.
Am I wrong with that?
I don't know. I don't want to make a cop out answer.
Oh Jesus. He's gonna be pouty. Great. Well, Joe's done for the rest of the episode. Yeah. So what else do you have besides Guardians? I'm pretty sure Guardians is on your list.
Alien
Covenant.
Yeah, man, I love those movies. All three of them that have come out.
All three.
Alien, Aliens, and Prometheus. all amazing movies.
Fair enough. I'll go with them. Yeah. I'll let them go. Because you're right. Aliens 3, not good. The Alien vs. Predator movies, not good.
The first one was like, all right, there's potential here. You guys fix a couple of these little things, and we'll be good to go on the next one. And then they released the next one. It's like, no. You focused on, you did more of the shitty stuff. You did none of the good stuff.
We said fix, and you actually went, you took the list of bad things and made a movie of them.
I'm kind of drawing a blank. So what else, what's coming up?
We got, the big ones. You have, Wonder Woman and Justice League. You have The Mummy, Alien Covenant, Kong Skull Island. You have Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, A Cure for Wellness, Logan, Blade Runner 2049. You said I can't say Star Wars, so I won't say Star Wars. You have the yet still we don't know much about movie from Edgar Wright called Baby Driver. You have Guardians 2. You have Spider-Man Homecoming. You have Thor Ragnarok. You have War of the Planet of the Apes. I'm trying to look at those other big ones. The Dark Tower comes out next year. The remake of It. You have.
Do you see? Speaking, Jumanji, do you see the creepy picture
the pipe,
of him
the fucking
out of the
pipe?
Tunnel pipe thing?
Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Ugh, I hated that.
Like, yeah, like that shit I'm gonna hate all. Watching that movie. Let's see what else is there. I'm looking for big movies. John Wick Chapter 2.
Did you say Justice League?
I did say Justice League.
You say Spider Man?
I did say Spider Man.
You did say Spider.
Are you actually just
Kingsman?
Oh, Kingsman's next year. Is it? Yeah, it is next year, yeah. I don't know what else comes out next year. We miss anything, Joe? Or not, okay.
Well, no, I'm still looking through a list. You missed Power Rangers.
Oh, fuck, I forgot
Ghost in the Shell.
See, there's another one that's not on this list that I looked up that was poor.
Baywatch.
Oh, Baywatch, yeah.
That looked pretty funny from the first teaser trailer. A little bit funnier than I was expecting, yeah, honestly. For
sure. We got Wonder Woman this year.
Cars I said 3. That already, yeah. Oh, Cars 3. That one surprised me because, like, the teaser came out
was
and
like,
then I forget.
Kinda...
Like, I forgot that was a thing. Like, I knew they were making it, but I forgot that it was, like, coming out next year.
We got Transformers, The Last Knight.
Lego Batman movie. Well, Mike was going to say something.
War for the Planet of the Apes.
I said that one already.
War for the Planet of the Apes is...
Dunkirk.
Oh, yeah, Dunkirk.
Are we supposed to be rooting for the apes in the Planet of the Apes movies?
See, the thing is, watching that trailer, I think we're supposed to root for the apes that work with humans. Because there's you see a couple scenes where, like, yeah, they're together. Like, that seems like the ones we want to root for. Because they're kind of like, hey, we can work together against the bad apes and the bad... humans. I almost said apes again. I was like, well, granted, yes, but not in this context. I forgot the Chips movie was coming out next year too, with Michael Pena and what's his face,
Dax Shepard.
Yeah, the one that blocked you, right?
The motherfucker blocked me on Twitter for no goddamn reason.
Blade Runner 2049 comes out next year.
I said that.
Thor
one too.
Ragnarok. Which you probably already said.
I did so.
Thor Ragnarok is interesting because of the whole Planet Hulk thing going on in it.
We got Jumanji.
Yeah, I said that one too.
I would like to see some footage from that. I've seen stills and stuff from behind the scenes, but I've seen no footage yet. So,
The new Pixar movie Coco comes out next year too. Because, you know, Disney's just gonna flood the market to fucking make more than $7 billion again. Some Robert Redd movie. It looks terrible. That list was not very long. There's a lot of movies I forgot. There's a lot.
So we got, like, Guardians and Spider-Man are, like, two huge ones, both in the Marvel world. Really excited about both of those.
Anybody excited for the Resident Evil Final Chapter?
No.
Or XXX, The Return of Xander... Cage.
Nope.
The Founder. I could have swore that movie was supposed to come out this year, wasn't it?
No.
The McDonald's one?
Nope.
It seems like it should have. We saw that trailer like months ago. Like
it's been doing the indie circuits.
Now. Oh, is that why? It's nationwide.
Yeah, it's been doing the
year?
Festivals.
Okay,
yeah.
That's why. Okay. There's a new Underworld. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Kong? Where do you sit on Kong? You excited about that?
I am kind of excited about it.
I'm kind of on it.
But I don't know what to actually think about it. Looks like it could be fun, like Godzilla fun. Oh, Live by Night, that new movie from Batfleck. He plays the mob guy. That comes out too.
He directed that one.
Yeah.
So that might be. His directed movies are actually really good. You're talking about like Argo and The Town and stuff were really fun. So. Mm-hmm.
And that, we still haven't seen it yet, but the new Doug Liman movie with Tom Cruise, basically they did Edge of Tomorrow. They have a new movie called Mena coming out next year. So I don't know what that's really about, but that comes out next year. Oh, Mike's favorite, Monster Trucks. Because he can't wait for Monster Trucks. He's so excited about that one. There's a movie called Bastards coming out with Owen Wilson and Ed Helms. Okay. I did not know that.
Owen Wilson and Ed Helms? I don't like that cast.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm just trying to think. Like, I don't think that's going to be fun.
This list... Everything that was possible. Oh, Split comes out.
Which I would have seen had M. Night Shyamalan not had anything to do with it. But off of principle alone, I will no longer be watching any M. Night Shyamalan movies. That includes past movies that were actually enjoyable. I will not watch them again.
Wow.
Because I do not want him to get any type of credit for anything ever again because he's terrible.
Mike's still upset about the Last Airbender movie.
No, I was done with him by that time.
I think most people were. Yeah. It was like his
The Village
to try and come back. Really,
The Village is what killed.
The Village is what murdered it for everyone, and then he followed that up with
The Happening.
Was it Lady in the Water though?
Lady in the Water, then The Happening. Yeah. I enjoyed most of Lady in the Water.
I wanted to watch Lady in the Water because of Paul Giamatti. I'm a big Paul Giamatti fan, but then I was like, you know what? You just did
The Village.
The Village. And I'm not going to support this anymore.
And then he followed up that. I'm pretty sure he followed that up with The Happening, and that movie was fucking
Which
terrible.
Was basically just Mark Wahlberg staring awkwardly into the distance.
Him and Zooey Deschanel. Just like, in horrible acting.
What happened
like,
to all the beasts, huh?
It's just every line's a question. So fucking dumb.
Stupid. M. Night Shyamalan. And then he did that movie with Will Smith and Will Smith's kid. That was like this huge, big budget.
After Earth, that it was, right?
Can't remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's the one where, like...
I think it might have been After Earth. It was like the space one.
Yeah, they crash and it ends up being Earth and, yeah, whatever it was.
It was like these giant fucking cats attacking them and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck you, M. Night Shyamalan.
Fist Fight comes out next year. Great Wall. What about Great Wall? What do you guys think of Great Wall?
I will watch it. Flick?
We'll see it, but it's nothing that I'm looking forward to.
It's like one of those ones where, like... If I were younger, I'd be super fucking excited about because it looks like one of those crazy action movies like Conan the Barbarian type crazy. Mm. But it's like, now I'm like, I don't know. Like, what I do like about it, though, is if it's coming from actual like foreign filmmakers, but they're making an English movie, which is kind of intriguing to me. But, yeah, I don't know. It's one of those movies where it could be just fucking terrible. Like, so terrible. We said Logan already. Bum, bum, bum. Oh, the Belko experiment comes out next year, too. Life. The other space movie that came out of nowhere. With like a shit
I haven't
ton
even watched
cast.
The trailer for that yet.
Thought you did.
Mm-mm.
Oh, never mind. Joe already said Ghost in the Shell. The Boss Baby. That movie makes me laugh every time I watch the trailer for it. Again, I don't know why. It's just something is broken in me lately.
There's going to be one of these movies where we think it's going to be horse shit, and then like a trailer drops, and we're like, oh, wow, that looks really good, and it's going to be super surprising.
Oh, King Arthur, Legend of the Sword comes out next year, too.
I don't think that movie's going to be it.
No, it looks like that movie actually looks like it might be garbage.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. Because I like a lot of people that are in it. Oh, shit. Baywatch and Pirates come out the same weekend? That might be a bad choice for Baywatch.
Last Pirates didn't do much business. I mean, it did big business, but not like...
Yeah. I just like... It seems like a bad choice. Oh, Wonder Woman, though. They picked a weekend to be out against Captain Underpants and Lady Macbeth. I'm guessing Wonder Woman wins that weekend, huh? It's not overrun by
Pirates.
I was
about to put Wonder Woman number one any weekend outside of the Star Wars weekend.
Well, that's why it's in June. June is a busy month. Every week there's a big movie. Like, big as it's supposed to be.
A lot of these, there's still plenty of time for these movies to get moved around, too.
Yeah, oh, now, those ones would have to, like, move a month because before or after would have too close to something like Guardians is in the middle of, is the beginning of May. Aliens is the middle of May. Pirates is the end of May. Transformers comes out in June. Cars 3 comes out in June. Despicable Me 3 comes out in June. Then July is Spider-Man, War of the Planet of the Apes, Dunkirk, and Dark Tower. So, you know, that's probably not the best moving yet. You literally have to move it either 2 months ahead or 2 months behind. Even that's... Actually, you can move it to August and be pretty okay. Because that month is going to suck ass. The Emoji Movie comes out in August. Because that's what we need to see is the animated poop from everyone's text messages. For a fucking movie.
I thought that was soft serve.
For the longest time, I swore it was soft serve. September, we mentioned it already. Well, actually, that month is pretty rough, too. Wow. There's got to be something else coming in September, right? Someone can move into September and be okay. Ouch. Blade Runner's going against Kingsman? They're making a My Little Pony movie? That can't be in theaters, right?
Could be.
Smurf. It is supposed
two that Smurf movies were
October
in
is supposed to be the third yet untitled Cloverfield movie, though. The other one is being made in secret. That's apparently already done, or it's in production or something like that.
How do you know that, Mr. Secret Man?
No, J.J. Abrams even said.
Oh well,
he was doing press because for some reason he gets to do press for Rogue One because he produced it. I don't know why. Like, he has really nothing to do with it. He's like, no, I just put my name like. In these Star Wars movies. Like, I had nothing to do with this movie. Or actually, no. It was from something else. It wasn't for Rogue One. He was doing some production for something. Oh, it was Westworld. That's what it was. Because he produced that shit. Like, executive produced that shit. So he had money and shit in that. And they said that... Yeah, he said that there's a... I remember who broke the story first. That someone asked him about it. And he said, there's a third Cloverfield movie. I mean, really, Cloverfield... movie just takes place in the same universe like Cloverfield Lane did. November is going to be a rough month. Here, let's Creed 2, but that can't be a thing, right? Not already. I would have heard something about that, right? Plus, it's a terrible name.
Yeah.
Creed 2 just... I mean, obviously, they did like Rocky. Rocky 2, but don't do that.
Creed again.
Creed-ed?
Creed.
Wait. Joe, say it. Creed 2?
Creed harder?
Oh, damn it. That's all right. Someone said it. He loves that one. Thor Ragnarok is in November. I don't know what the fuck Red Sparrow is.
I guess your top three earning movies next year. We're going to guess it.
Episode 8. Guardians 2. And... I would almost suspect Spider-Man would be up there, too.
Yeah.
Just because people fucking love Spider-Man movies.
Yeah.
Even the terrible ones, they do really well.
Man.
I mean, Spider-Man 3, the Sam Raimi Spider-Man 3, only did as well as it did because of Spider-Man 2 and how good that movie was. People wanted the third one to be good. Just like, well, actually, like almost any third movie, really, in a trilogy. We said what movie are you most excited though for? Did we actually make up three? We started going through the list again. I believe Guardians is on all of our lists, probably, right?
So, yes. For my top three, like, grossing, episode 8 would obviously be the top.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm going to say that Wonder Woman's going to come in second. It's going to be, like, that movie where people go see because it has that strong female lead, and it's actual ends up being a good movie. And then probably, I'm going to say, like, Despicable Me 3. It's a kid's movie.
That's a good
kids.
Safe bet.
Yeah, because it's a kid's movie. And, they, cash. And those ones have always
done
well,
don't sleep on Justice League either, though. Like, cause
but I think
as,
it's
as bad
be
as Batman v Superman
tainted because of that.
Did, it still did monster money.
Yeah.
As bad as awful as Suicide Squad was, it still did monster money. Like,
Well, it did lots of money. I wouldn't say monster money.
Worldwide?
Yeah.
Huge money, dude.
No, I mean,
for as terrible as everyone said it was.
Okay, for that, yes, okay. Again, I wouldn't see.
It could have gotten great reviews, and it would have done better.
Mm-hmm. But, actually, I think it would have done better because there are still a lot of people because they have their doubts.
Well, a little bit,
but reviews,
it's not.
Yeah, it wouldn't have outdone, like, you know, what is that? Can someone look up the highest grossing movie this year so far?
As far as what movies that I'm looking forward to this year, Blade Runner 2049, I believe it is, and Alien Covenant, and then also, damn it, I already spaced out on what that one was. The last one, John Wick 2, that's what it was. Those are the movies that I'm looking forward to this year.
John Wick 2 for sure.
Is there any movie, I know we've talked about this in the past, and we've never actually done it, is there any movie on this list that you would want to go in without watching a trailer for it? Now, I've only seen the Alien Covenant trailer once. I have only watched it once. I want to watch it multiple times, but I think I want to... this movie to be the one where I try and stay away from any type of
but you kind of know
spoilers for it.
You kind of know the world though,
but I don't know the movie.
You could have said that about Prometheus, and I would have been like, oh, okay, well, that's a different movie than I thought it was going to be. I mean, I liked Prometheus a lot. Like, I'm one of the, I think, few people who really enjoyed it and thinks it ties into the universe very well.
Mm-hmm.
I like the fact that it expands on the xenomorphs more and sees the fact that they're not just all the same. But with Alien Covenant, I would like to say what Joe just said, and only watched it once, but I've watched that trailer a bunch.
Because the trailer hit with me, it hit a lot of points of the older Alien movie.
It looks like they took Alien Aliens and made them fuck.
A very darker movie, much darker than Prometheus. And you seem to have a lot more of the more classic stuff, even though it's not so much of a chest burster. It seems like something's bursting out of that dude's spine, which is...
I think it's actually someone growing in, like, in him.
Right. So that's why I'm like, at this point, I've seen as much as I want to see. Just the fact that Ridley Scott's wrote it and made it, like,
yeah.
I'm in. But seeing what I saw in the trailer, I'm in. I kind of want to see if I can't go into this movie knowing as little as possible, so I don't try and guess the ending or try and, you know what scenes are coming up, and so I can be a little bit more surprised. Because, like, the scene where those two people are having sex in the shower, and the alien comes up.
And you see the tail come up. Ugh.
Yeah. I want to have that experience in the theater with a different scene so that it's more suspenseful, more... horrifying.
Because you didn't see it, yeah.
Because I didn't see it, exactly.
Because you know what's going to happen in that scene. Yeah, mainly because you see blood shoot out on her and she screams. So obviously,
you don't know how it looks, though. It's going to look gnarly.
But I know they die. But I can
see
saying and be
he's not
going to
surprise
that.
No, I get that.
So that from the beginning, I'm like, well, that character dies.
Like the Billy Crudup thing you said, I think, right?
Yeah.
Well, you said document or that Watchmen fuck. Billy Crudup, you see him get the face hugger. Well, you think you see because it's quick. You see him look inside the egg. You see the face hugger swirling inside the egg, inside the placenta stuff. And you see the next cut is it's jumping out and it looks like it's on his face.
You can infer.
Not many people survive that.
Yeah.
So unless they get it off right then and there, he's going to have something come out of him. in a very bad way.
Right.
But I agree. I kind of wish I could have the willpower to do that, where I could, like, there's a trailer out and I know I'm like, I'm not going to watch it. But that's never going to fucking happen for me.
The thing that's going to suck is going to the movies as much as we do every
Oh, you're
going to
see them. That's the thing.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to end up seeing something.
Like, to do that, starting January 1st, you're going to have to not watch movies, trailers at all. When we get to the movies, you're going to be outside and then wait till the trailers are done and come in.
Yeah, which is, like, going to suck.
Yeah.
To try and do.
Because you're going to forget and be like, ah, fuck, there it is. Like, it's going to be one of those things where, like, we go see, like,
it's going to be like
Beauty and the Beast.
And see, yeah, Beauty and the Beast, Despicable like, Me, and suddenly Alien Covenant trailers, like, before it.
Oh, god damn it. Yeah, it's not going to be a Red Band trailer, which would be hilarious to watch happen.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, that's, yeah, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah.
But to me, it would never happen to me, because I'm like, I'm on the YouTubes too much. And I'm like, nah. Well.
All right. So, domestic box office, number one. You got it?
Right. You did domestic, right? You said, right?
Yeah, yes.
That's what I got too. Well, I have domestic right next to worldwide.
I didn't do worldwide.
And it varies a little bit. Okay, give your top three world domestic.
So I have on this list, Finding Dory, Civil War, and Secret Life of Pets.
All right. And so worldwide, it was Captain America, Civil War, Finding Dory, and Zootopia.
Zootopia was huge overseas. I remember those numbers. When it stopped being a big boom here, you saw the numbers keep creeping up. Because it broke a billion, right? If I'm not mistaken, worldwide?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are the only three to break a billion.
Fucking crazy.
Jungle Book was right there at a billion. It was at 960.
Jungle Book was four on my list, yeah.
63. Secret Life of Pets was like 873.
We'll go this.
But anything over 500.
Joe. Of Finding Dory on this list I found is pretty cool because it has tickets sold, which is weird that this is a metric. Finding Dory, let's just do the Joe, and I'll ask Mike too. In millions, how many millions of tickets were sold for Finding Dory domestically?
In millions, probably about 15 million. Sounds like a good number to me.
Mike, what do you think?
I have no clue.
57.
Jesus.
Yeah.
That's a matinees, huh?
Fuck, dude. 57 million, though. Like we could do the math, because domestic gross for that was 486
no
million.
Math. This is a no math podcast.
But I'm saying, like, we could do
no
the
math,
up, but,
sir.
I just thought that number.
But like, here's what I was saying
it's
about.
It's almost 10 million higher than the next movie. And the money wise, you look at it, it's like, oh, that equates to $80 million in revenue.
This is what I was talking about Suicide Squad, though. $325 million domestic box office.
Yeah, it was number nine.
After everyone shit on Batman v Superman, which pulled in 330. But, again, worldwide, though, like, so Suicide Squad was 40 mil, roughly, behind Deadpool. And way above Doctor Strange.
Top ten movies.
Yeah,
six of them were Disney.
Yeah.
go ahead and list your top ten domestic.
So I have number one is Finding Dory. Number two is Captain America: Civil War. Three was Secret Life of Pets. Four was The Jungle Book. Deadpool was five. Zootopia was six. Rogue One was seven. Batman v Superman: Dawn of Justice was eight. Suicide Squad was nine, and Doctor Strange was 10. And right behind that was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
All right, so yeah, worldwide varied a little bit. We went through the top three: Captain America: Civil War 1, Finding Dory 2, Zootopia 3. Then we get Jungle Book. Then we get Secret Life of Pets. So at number six, we have Batman v Superman. Number seven, we have Deadpool. Number eight, we have Suicide Squad. Number nine, Fantastic Beasts. And number 10, Doctor Strange.
It's funny because Rogue One's not on that list because it hasn't opened in two of the largest markets in the world.
So everything's going to get bumped down one, basically.
Pretty much, yeah. Because that shit's going to fucking... I mean, if the same thing happens to Force Awakens that it did... If Rogue One gets the same effect Force Awakens did, it's going to fucking skyrocket. Like, they're literally... like. It's going to do so much money. Because already it's beating... internationally, it's beating domestic. like by 100 and something million. Like here it's 300 and something million, or no, worldwide it's like 400 and something million. Over here it's like 200 and something million, because it just broke the 600 million mark, and it hasn't hit China or Korea yet. Legally, hasn't hit there legally. Internet's a fickle beast, because I know people have it on their Plex already. Looks fucking terrible.
Yeah,
like I'd imagine so. I think it was recorded with a GoPro that was hidden in someone's hat, like actually in their hat. Not on top, not wearing it. I think it was in the hat. Like they wore a top hat.
Sir, with
a
why is your hat flashing?
It's a Bluetooth hat.
I can track it, where it goes, how much I sweat.
Ew!
Everything that I look at.
Oh, that's creepier too. I wonder if it would it have eye tracking. Like I try to be smooth and just like not move my head to look at someone's ass.
No, because. If we're talking like classical type of hats, like the hats I wear, it's got a brim on it. You're not going to be able to.
Yeah. He was like, I'm going to make it subtle. The list, you know what's shocking about this list is Doctor Strange. I knew it did really good numbers, but I didn't think it would hit number 10 on like domestic.
Really? I think, don't you think that's kind of a disappointment for Marvel?
I mean, it is, but because Doctor Strange was such an underdog movie, air quotes, because
nothing,
a lot of people...
Nothing with Marvel attached to it can be considered an underdog.
No, but it's another Guardians of the Galaxy.
And it's another Ant-Man.
It's a character that, yeah, and it's a character that not many of the mainstream...
Yeah, but all those other movies did better.
Yeah, but those are...
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is I was shocked that it hit 10.
I was honestly surprised it didn't go higher.
I am too, because it was fantastic, but that's amongst like us, but the mass populace, we know, likes fucking horrible shit most of the time.
But I was basing that on the fact that everything else Marvel has come up easily top 10
for the year. Yeah,
for the year. So if it didn't creep in the top 10, I would have been shocked by it.
Gross. I just realized Ghostbusters squeaked into the top 20 by just over $500,000. And it just barely beat Central Intelligence, which is a rated R. Well, it's actually PG-13, right?
Yeah, that one's PG-13.
PG-13 comedy, like, that shouldn't... I mean, shouldn't make... It was a great movie, but you wouldn't think it would have those numbers, because, like, that type of movie...
Well, and that was an original property, too. Like, yeah. That wasn't a... remake or a sequel.
It
like
didn't have, it had nothing behind it. Yeah, it just had the momentum of Kevin Hart and The Rock.
Ant-Man was 14.
Was it?
For 2015.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I don't know if we talked about this or not. Did we talk about how good Angry Birds movie was on here?
No.
I haven't actually seen it yet.
Fuck, dude. Yet. It is so funny.
Trailer looked funny.
Yeah, like, I thought the trailer looked funny, but like that hidden adult humor. No, that movie is not a kid's movie. No. It has bright colors and like funny looking characters, but they talk about some dirty shit in that movie.
I recall a trailer that I saw somewhere showing, I think it's the eagle character like peeing into a lake or something like that. And it's like, my thought exactly where it's like, I thought this was supposed to be like a more of a children's movie.
There's two parts that make that extremely funny. One is his pee is the length of A League of Their Own pee.
Yeah, it was like super long.
It is long. The other thing is, obviously it's not the first time he ever done that to that lake.
No.
And right before he came out, somebody swimming in it.
Yeah, somebody was swimming.
Two of them were swimming in it.
Yeah, I think it was Red.
No, Red wasn't in there. It was it was the yellow one and it was Bomb.
The big black one.
I can't remember the yellow ones. Yeah, the yellow one's name. Joss Gad was fantastic in that too. And Danny McBride was amazing as Bomb too.
So it's definitely a movie that I wanted to see. I just never got around.
It's on Netflix. I highly recommend you watch it.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. That's where I watched it, because I didn't see it in theaters or anything like that. It just popped up, and I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to watch this movie. Because I remember laughing at the trailer, but thinking, I don't want to see it in theaters.
I am going to add it to my watch list.
You should. It's fantastic. It's so funny. And my favorite part about the dirty jokes aren't... They're not hidden. They're just worded where you can... say it and the censors can't actually stop you from saying it. Like my favorite one is when he gets in trouble for his anger problems and they basically give him mandatory therapy. He goes, ah, pluck my life. Clearly, we know what that word is.
Right.
But because they're, it's all bird puns, which is obviously you guys know me. Puns are like my favorite thing ever.
Yeah.
Especially when they're clever. But when they're bird, like, there's so many bird puns. Like when he's trying to go and there's like this lady has like three like chicks behind her walking across a crosswalk and he's trying to like, because there's no cars, they just like walk.
Yeah.
Which is funny because they have a crosswalk for the walkway.
Yeah.
It's really hilarious to me. And he's getting stopped, and then like they're about to let him go, and another lady shows up with like 20 little birds behind her, and he goes, "Really, you've never heard of egg control?" I was like,
"Yeah,"
or hatch control. Yeah. It was really funny. But the pigs are really hilarious in it too, and like the weird little world they built in it to tell you the story. It's really funny too. And Peter Dinklage playing the largest character in. The world made me laugh too, because he plays the Eagle's voice. He's hilarious too. His character in that's much like Maui, in the way where like he's this big. You think he's this big thing, and like he's just kind of a piece of shit in a way. Not as much like Maui is not a piece of shit. He just did the wrong things. The song he sings is one of my favorite things ever, though.
Yeah, because he believes that people like him more than what they actually do.
Yeah, it's really funny.
He takes credit for a lot more stuff than probably should be given to him.
His trophy case is fantastic.
Yeah.
Well, you got to watch it. It's really funny. I just saw it because it's actually it's not high in this list of stuff, but I think it was $107 million, which is, I mean, a lot of money, but... probably not as much as it probably should have. Mm-hmm. But it's not, it's the thing is, it's not a kid's movie. And it's not one of those movies where you're going to attract adults no matter what anyone sells you for the theater, because it's an animated movie and those don't have a high adult crowd to them. But like, I believe you'll laugh out loud quite a bit, like I did.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, it was the kind of... I enjoyed it so much, I didn't actually play games on my iPad while watching it.
Wow.
Yeah. Because I wanted to catch all the jokes.
Yeah.
And they're pretty rapid fire for the most part. Josh Gad, though. Because he's always really fast. So he runs like the Flash all the time. It's so funny. He basically got in trouble for speeding.
Wow.
Oh, it's nice. Really funny. Boom, yeah. Mike, did you watch Sully?
Nope.
Are you going to watch Sully?
Eventually.
Cool. Fuck, there's a lot of movies that came out this year.
Yeah, I was looking back at some of them, and I ran across one that I totally had forgot about, and actually I'm going to revise my...
shocked
how good it was? Yeah, about how good it was. I never even saw it in the theaters either. I actually bought it on iTunes because I really wanted to see it. And it's the Whiskey Tango Foxtrot.
Oh, how was that? I didn't watch that.
It was actually a really good movie.
It's the one with Tina Fey, right?
Yeah, and she's fantastic in it.
So Billy Bob Thornton's in?
No, he's not in it. He's in it.
He is in it, right? Yeah,
he's
in that.
He plays the colonel. I forgot.
Yeah. Because he's not as big as he is in the one with
that's
Sandra
right.
Bullock.
Sandra
yeah.
Bullock, he's like the...
Our Brand is Chaos, or Our whatever. Brand is something.
Yeah, it's also got
Our Brand is War.
War, yeah.
Margot Robbie's in it as well.
Yeah.
No, it's one of the reasons why I wanted to see it is because, obviously, most people
Crisis.
Know...
Our Brand is Crisis.
...know Tina Fey as more of a comedian than anything, and I wanted to see how this movie was, because it's not... really, it's a comedy, because it's listed here as a comedy, which is really weird. But it's much more of like a dramedy, I would say, you know. So it's got comedic elements to it, but some of the most fucked up comedic elements to it.
Like stuff, gallows humor type fucked up
elements? Yeah, in a lot of cases, yes.
I'm a big fan of gallows humor, too.
It's rated at 68% on Rotten Tomatoes, which I guess I can understand because...
People are dumb as fuck.
They don't go into it thinking, you know... They think of it as more as a straightforward comedy with Tina Fey, and it's not. It's Like
well, I don't think the trailers really portrayed it as like a straight up comedy either.
No, but it was that type of weird thing, and you, like I mean, you have you, Tina Fey
because it's supposed to, it's based on a true story, right?
That's what I thought. Reading through the synopsis here on
The Minister of Goats was based on a true story too, so I don't know how much that you can follow that.
But I mean, reading through the synopsis here on the Apple TV app. It doesn't say it's based on a true story, but I'm pretty sure it actually said at the beginning that it was based on a true story. Mm. It's a lot of
because she plays
more real
Kim Baker, who is a real person.
Yeah,
so
it's a lot more real than any type of comedy usually is, and it's a fantastic movie. I don't regret buying it at all.
Mm. Mike, on your list was Force Awakens listed?
No.
Why the fuck is it on this? It's number 12.
What year?
2016.
Maybe they're just counting actual calendar year money.
Well, I guess because this is 194 million.
Yeah, they're probably just counting.
Cause I know they re-released it when it went back into like IMAX and stuff. I mean, probably half of that's my money, but
ha
the sad truth is not actually that much of a lie. But yeah, going through this list, there's a bunch of movies that I forgot that came out this year that I saw. Like Independence Day Resurgence. I forgot that movie came out this year. Like I enjoyed that movie. I forgot it came out this year.
I don't think you really did. I think you really wanted to enjoy it.
No, it's a fun movie.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Actually, you know what? I would probably say I didn't enjoy it as much as Ghostbusters, but I was surprised how much I did enjoy it. Because the trailers don't do it justice, I will tell you that right now. Very true. Also, the trailer makes it think you think it's a more like just in space movie, and it's very little of it actually takes place in space.
Yeah.
The third one, on the other hand, that shit's gonna be in space.
Yeah, I think they're gonna make a third one.
Probably not.
I kind of hope that he's going to, because the Roland Emmerich film. Yeah, he's going to
bridge flip. With Stargate.
No, he's going to flip. It involves Stargate because they actually are planning on rebooting the Stargate series in the movie
with Dean. What's his face?
So, I want them to then make this the TV show, and then because that's they ended it. Like
yeah,
it could be.
Yeah,
and then you pick up in his movies are the Stargate movies.
What's his name? Dean what?
Dean Devlin. Well, Dean Devlin and L.
You got it. You got it.
Roland Emmerich.
There you go.
I was mixing. I was just like mashing
the
his
names?
Name together.
Just first name, last name. One name. Like Cher. Name's actually not Cher. It's like something and at the end of it.
Cher-er?
She was like two people. They just make like she was in a relationship and they just pushed it together. Like Sonny and Cher. It would have been like.
And they
Summer?
Were just like, oh my God, they'll stop. And so they stopped. They never did again.
Or Shenny.
They're just Sherry.
They're like some things that
you would make it that weird.
Because you always have to, people that make those, make them fucked up.
Bennifer or.
Yeah, like yeah. Bennifer, like that's not a good name.
No.
If you're going to combine twice, Ben and Jennifer together.
Nah, Jen. Because it's Jennifer
well,
and Ben.
That doesn't clarify.
It's funnier. He's Bennifer twice, dude. Like, come on. Or Benlo was the other one too, right?
No, it was
Well, J-Lo's her name, but when they combine it with Benlo,
no, they call them Bennifer in that one.
Well, other people when they separate, I'm like, can't call them both Bennifer.
No, they call them both Bennifer.
That's messed up. Let's call them both the Death Star. You can't. If they have like a two on there, or the bigger one.
Just say Bennifer again.
Bennifer again. Bennifer squared.
Bennifer a little bit longer than the last one.
Much longer, actually, really. Right?
Yeah. But not forever. Because Hollywood.
Because nothing lasts forever.
Like gold. Isn't that a saying? Gold.
I don't know.
Nothing gold stays. Oh, that's a different thing. My bad.
All that glitter is gold?
No, that's there's something else about gold and always. Tarnishing or. Even something, even gold tarnishes or something like that. I don't know. Because I don't think gold actually tarnishes.
Doesn't it?
Uh-uh. All that shiny isn't made of gold.
No.
That's one of them. Yeah.
That's
sure.
not a saying. Is it? I never heard that before in my life. All that, nah.
It's like one of those, the fortune cookie saying type things. Because, you know, those are American.
They are.
Yep.
Very American.
And actually, someone corrected me one time. I think they're actually they're based on a Dutch cookie.
No. They're based on a Japanese or a Chinese cookie.
Something like that. Someone told me like they're actually based on, but they're American made.
But yeah, American made, and the whole fortune thing is American.
Because Asian cultures are so wise, we have to take what they say.
Well, that's, I mean, you get Confucius, and most people know who Confucius is as a concept, maybe not as an actual person.
I was going to make a really bad joke. I was going to say Confucius about where they came from, too. I got Mike.
That was good.
It was a bad joke, though, right?
That was bad joke.
That's all I wanted to say was a bad joke.
All right. We can end it there.
Boom!
Always end it on a bad joke.
Yeah.
That's show business, kids.
Yeah, it's how we keep you coming back for more. And the fact that we're awesome. I tried to turn
and
around.
And we don't take breaks.
We don't take breaks.
A lot of podcasts, take breaks around this time.
Of course, they do 3 weeks, so I can't really say.
They get paid to do it, though.
Yeah. Also true.
They're making money.
Yeah.
Bunch of puss bags.
Yeah, we do it for the enjoyment that we give others or something. Anyways, that's it for this week's episode of Comes Naturally. We are
Joe.
Mike.
I am Cody, and as usual, you fucks just came naturally.
Yeah.
My elbow popped again.